Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
In Paul's letter to the Romans, he helps all of us avoid two extremes. First, we're not to judge one another where God has given us freedom. On the other hand, to live in God's will, we're to avoid using our freedom in Christ in a way that causes another Christian to fall into sin. Listen to Paul's exhortations.
Therefore, let us no longer judge one another. Instead, decide never to put a stumbling block or pitfall in the way of your brother or sister. So then let us pursue what promotes peace and what builds up one another. Do not tear down God's work because of food. Everything is clean, but it is wrong to make someone fall by what he eats. It is a good thing not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that makes your brother or sister stumble.
You see, Paul's great concern in these paragraphs was to protect any Christian who may imitate another Christian's freedom in Christ and fall into serious sin. For example, some believers in Rome bought and ate meat that had been offered to idols. They knew that the meat was not spiritually contaminated because they understood that idols are not gods. However, other Christians didn't grasp this, so they ate the same meat. They violated their consciences and actually engaged in idolatrous behavior. Some were actually tempted to revert to their old pagan practices of committing immorality. Paul's answer to this problem was for all believers to follow the law of love and to pursue what promotes peace and builds up one another.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.